So we continue in Sefer Ben Ishchai, Shana Shniya, Parashat Vayera. We're up to Halacha Yud Aleph. We're still in the Halachot of Friday night. Ben Ishchai Alav Shalom says, Achar tefila yelech levito tekef umiyad lekadesh. After the tefila, a person should immediately go home in order to do kiddush. Okay? Without delay, one should go home after tefillah to do the kiddush. V'seder ha-kiddush katafti le'el v'siyata dishmaya. And beforehand, previously, in Parashat Bereshit, the Ben Ishchai spoke about the order of doing kiddush. What he means by the order is, coming home and saying Shabbat Shalom, looking at the candles, and saying Shalom Alechem, and saying Dahi Seudata Dachakal Tapuchim Kadishin. He has a whole hakafot with Hadassim two times around the table, right? Eshet Chayil, and then Atkinu Seudata, and leading up into the Kiddush itself. So all that is explained in Halacha Kaftet, quite a long halacha in Parashat Bereshit. Okay. Umiyad achar ha-kiddush yaseh netilat yadayim kilchata mikeli she'eno nakuv. Immediately after kiddush, one should proceed to do netilat yadayim kahalacha, using a vessel that does not have any holes in it. If you remember elsewhere, the Ben Ishchai speaks about that halacha extensively in Shana Rishona. V'kodem she'itol yadav yomar mizmor leDavid Hashem ro'i lo echsar. Ben Ishchai brings a minhag. Not everybody has this minhag, but he says before you do netilat yadayim, you say mizmor leDavid Hashem ro'i lo echsar. It's good to remember in case you have the time to do so. She'esh bo zan tevot. It has 57 words in that mizmor. And it's Kiminyan Zan. We just spoke about Parnasa in the Sefer Or Letzion. And so Zan means HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. So Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar. Hashem is my shepherd. Lo Echsar. I will never be lacking. When a person has bitachon that Hashem is in charge, so he will never lack anything. And so this Mizmor has 57 words. It's not by accident. It's Kiminyan Zan. And he should have in mind that a tefillah, that his mazon should not be lacking, v'gam mezon ha-nefesh, and the nourishment of his nefesh as well should not be lacking. This is mentioned in the Sidur of the Rashash. Now, some people, I've seen this more often, that some people have the minhag to say Mizmor LeDavid after Netilat Yadayim. After Netilat Yadayim, you might enter into a question of a hefsek between the Netila and the Motzi. However, the Ben Ishchai says, Ve'en nimchot biyadam, should not stop that minhag. Those who say it between Netilat Yadayim and the Motzi is fine. Kanizkar v'machazik bracha siman kuf samech vav. After all, this minhag is mentioned in the chida in his machazik bracha. So it's not really a hefsek because it's me'inyan ha-seuda. Gam kodem she'itol yadav yomar nusach ze. Ben Ishchai, of course, comes up with a special l'shem yichud for us. Can't just rush into netilat yadayim just like that. He makes a nice l'shem yichud for us to say. L'shem yichud kutsha b'richu shchinte, hare niba lekayem mitzvat ha-seder rabbanan litol yaday u'leshafshefan kodem seuda. I am hereby about to fulfill the mitzvat ha-seder rabbanan to do netilat yadayim and with rubbing of the hands leshafshefam before the seuda, kede la'asot nachatuach liyotzri v'la'asot etzon bor'i, to bring a nachatuach to my creator, to do the will of my creator, letaken shoresh mitzvah zo b'makom elyon, to bring about the tikkun, to the root of this mitzvah in the Olamot HaElyonim. V'hi ratzon melefanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avotenu שתהיה חשובה ומקובלת ורצויה לפניך המצווה זו של נטילת ידיים והשפשוף. קודם סעודה כאילו כיוונתי בכל הכוונות הראויות לכוון במצווה זו. And one should pray to Hashem that the mitzvah that I am doing right now, Hashem please accept it as if I have all the kavanot that are necessary for this mitzvah. So we see from here that the will itself, the ratzon to have those kavanot, is effective. It's valid. It has value. So even though we don't have all the kavanot because we don't know all of them, but we ask Hashem to please receive our mitzvah with all those kavanot. Biratzon milefanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avotenu shebizchut mitzvat habracha asher nevarech al netilat yadayim kodem seuda. And he continues in the Leshem Yichud that we pray to Hashem that in the merit of saying the bracha of netilat yadayim, this gives a tremendous chizuk. You know, if the Ben Ish Chai was mitaken a tefillah based on the bracha of al netilat yadayim, so how much we have to be careful not to rattle off the bracha in a second or 2 seconds. Look how important that bracha is, that the Ben Ish Chai is saying with the zchut of that bracha, this moment right now should be a time of ratzon before you, Hashem. V'yimashech min oren sof shefa mochin ve'orot gedolim lishnemasar parzufim harimuzim be'eser sefirot hakolelim harimuzim be'eser etzbeot hayadayim. So that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring about bracha to all the 10 sefirot that are hinted in our 10 etzbaot. If you remember, we mentioned this in the halachot of netilat yadayim, when we learned in the Ben Ish Chai, umisham nekabel shefa eser brachot, and from there we can be mekabel the shefa of 10 brachot that are written in parashat Toldot. Veiten lecha haElokim mital hashamayim umishmane haaretz verov dagan vetirosh yavducha amim vishtachavu lecha leumim vegevir leachecha vishtachavu lecha beneimecha orerecha aru. So, and he, if you count each word of those brachot, you have 12 brachot, keneged the 12 partzufim of the 10 sefirot. And so, a person should gain from this a great musar. If there is such a tefillah, if there is such a power in the bracha of anetilat yadayim, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kideshanu v'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat yadayim. So by saying each and every word of this bracha, slowly, at least, even if you're not going to say this tefillah that the Ben Ish Chai says, I suppose not everyone has the minhag, obviously, of saying this. But at least to be aware that this is a great moment. It's a very big zechut when we say the bracha of al netilat yadayim before the seuda. So say it slowly. Say it with kavana. Not rattle it off. הלכה י"ב. בשבת צריך ליטול ידיו קודם 3 סעודות מעומד, כנזכר בדברי רבנו האריזל, והוא הדין לברכה וניגוב נמי, צריך מעומד. ובן איש חי says, on Shabbat especially, before each and every one of the 3 סעודות, one has to make sure to do נטילת ידיים, and the ברכה, and the drying of the hands, all while standing. וכתב הרב הגדול מורנו הרב רבי אליהו מני, דלאו דווקא בנטילה דאכילה, אלא גם בנטילת שחרית יום שבת, גם כן נוטלים ומברכים ומנגבים מעומד, שכן כתב רבנו הרשש, כבר הרב תורת חכם עשה מתאמים לדבר. He brings even further from רבי אליהו מני, that not only the washing of the hands for eating of the סעודות on Shabbat, but נטילת שחרית יום שבת, the נטילת ידיים of the morning, when you wake up, by Yom Shabbat, also has to be done while standing. וכתב עוד שהוא נוהג כן גם ביום טוב, דיב אינו מועיל אינו מזיק, עד כאן דבריו. Says that he's נוהג to do this also on Yom Tov. ונראה לי יפה אמר חנן על יום טוב. החנה עבדה, אי אפשר לי לעשות נטילת ידיים דשחית דשנה מעומד. Wow. The Ben Ish Chai is being very honest with us. He says it's very beautiful what the Rashash and what Rabbi Eliyahu Mani wrote, that we should do netilat yadayim in the morning also me'omed. But the Ben Ish Chai says, you'll excuse me, but I can't. I cannot do it while standing. One who tries, may a blessing be upon him. Very interesting. First of all, Ben Ishchai didn't have to write that. Yeah, he didn't have to write it. But he felt the need to write it. He's being so... The honesty, the holy honesty that comes out of the words of the Ben Ishchai always. Does he just mean because he's very tired and he can't stand up? I don't know what it is. I don't know what the reason is. But he says, Iyev shali lasot. Okay, but overall, that's what we're learning here, that netilat yadayim on Shabbat, whether for eating, or I should say especially for eating, and even for the netilah of the morning, should be while standing. Yud gimel, kesheitol yadav laseudai kachakli biyadoi manit, itneo liyado asmalit. When we take the kli to do netilat yadayim for the seuda, we should take it with our right hand, give it to our left hand, כדי להכניע הסמלית לימין, in order to cause the right to dominate over the left. When the right hand gives the kli to the left hand, it's like giving an order to the left hand to wash, to pour on the right. So that's like you're making like the right side is the adon, is the master over the left side. And we understand that al-pi kabbalah, that has tremendous significance, that always the yamin should be above the small, chesed should be above gevura. Ve'itol min asmalit al hayamin shalosh pe'amim retzufim ze achar ze. The left hand pours on the right hand three times consecutively. Ve'achar kach itol al asmalit gam ken shalosh pe'amim retzufim beze achar ze. And then you pour on the left hand consecutively three times. Ve'achar kach yishafshef yadav ze baze. And then to do shifshuf, to rub your hands, shalosh pa'am retzufim liyad yamin, shalosh pa'am retzufim liyad smol, three times on the right, three times on the left. All this was mentioned in Ilchot Netilat Yadayim in general. Kan nizkar besidur Rabbeinu Rashash, ve'af al gav ke bedivrei Rabbeinu Ari, b'shar ta'amei ha-mitzvot, zachar b'ntila shete pa'amim. ובשפשוף פעם אחת, נאמן רבנו הרשש בזה שכל דבריו היה מוציא אותם ומולידה מדברי רבנו אריזל בעצמו. I remember him mentioning this also in הלכות נטילת ידיים, that even though when you open up the teachings of the Ari in שאר טעמי המצוות, he only mentions the pouring on the hands of two times, and שפשוף one time, but being that the רשש is teaching us that it's three times each hand, and then שפשוף three times each hand, we trust him fully because everything the Rashash said, he extracted from the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. Achar netilat yadayim, alacha yudalet, yagvi yadav keneged rosho, vivarech tekef umiyad beod yadav zkufim, kede shelo tia agbahat yado berekanya. After netilat yadayim, you immediately lift your hands, you lift them up towards your head, and say the bracha immediately while your hands are lifted, so that you're not lifting your hand for nothing. That's a no-no, al pi Kabbalah. So it has to be with a bracha. Ubeod yadav zkufim, yifshot yadav sheyesh bahem eser etzpaot. While you are lifting your hands, your fingers should be spread out, right? Your hands should be spread out. Lekabel shefa ubracha me'eser mine shefa. That's an act of receiving, of having in mind to receive the shefa from Hashem. All this goes in line with what we learned before, in the bitachon ve'inyana parnasa. These are all acts that have a holy effect on us to bring into our mind and into our heart the bitachon, the feeling of knowing that shefa of chesed comes from Hashem. Parnasa comes from Him. V'chaven lehamshich mimakom elyon mochin v'shefa, should have in mind to draw forth from the higher worlds mochin v'shefa. Mochin means clarity of mind, shefa means bracha of parnasa, ve'em eser mine brachot anizkarim ba'pasuk ve'iten lecha elokim adum varechecha baruch. Once again, corresponding to the 10 blessings in that pasuk of ve'iten lecha ha'elokim, kanizkar besidur Rabbeinu Harashash. Now there is a piyut lemivtza al rivta. That's the end, it's the last stanza of the Ari HaKadosh's pizmon for Friday night. Azamer bishvachin neme'al gofitchin. So at the end, you have lemivtza al rivta, which has to do with hamotzi. Yesh noagim leomro achar netila kodem betzia. Many are noheg, I know from my father, by the Moroccans this is very common, and others also have, lemivtza al rivta, to sing that part after netilat yadayim, as you're sitting on the table before you're about to do the motzi. כמו שכתב הגאון מחזיק ברכה, as the Chida Alav Shalom brings this minhag in מחזיק ברכה, סימן קופסה מכווה, על מנהג רבנן קדישה, it was the minhag of many holy rabbis. ובביתנו נוהגים מאבותינו לאומרו, אחר קידוש קודם נטילה. In our home, says the Ben Ish Chai, our minhag is to say it after the kiddush, before the netilat yadayim.
Kivod Harabim, my separate is the omro achar netila kodem emotzi.
Yes, I was just about to make note of that there is here a discrepancy in the nusach, in the girsa, in the words of the Ben Ish Chai. It seems like the old prince of the Ben Ish Chai has ubevetenu noagim meavotenu leomro achar netila kodem hamotzi. To say it after the netila, before the motzi. Now, Rav Mazuz changes the girsa. He says that it seems that you have to change it to achar kiddush kodem netila. One of the reasons for that, I suppose, is from the flow of the lashon of the Ben Ish Chai. He didn't say v'chen noagim bevetenu. He just said yesh noagim. Some are noheg to say it after the netila. So if that's what was his minhag, what would the Ben Ish Chai say? V'chen anu noagim bevetenu. From the Lashon, u'bevetenu noagim me'avotenu le'omro, mashma is saying something different. So if you read, achar netila kodem hamotzi, what's the different? So he says, sarich lomar, but in our homes, we say it after the kiddush, before netila. It would also make sense because the Mizmor le'David, he also told you to say it beforehand. It seems like this correction of Rav Mazuz makes sense in the nusach of the Ben Ish Chai. But, you know, so even more so now, those who say it after the Netilat Yadayim, they could also rely on the old Gilsa in the Ben Ish Chai. V'tzarich lo'omro b'shalosh seudot, and he says you say it in all three seudot. In Halachat Tetvav, he's going to talk about how many loaves of bread are we supposed to do? We'll bring the shita of the mekubalim in this, and the kavanot in that. So we'll see that Be'ezrat Hashem next time.